Welcome to SubEther Radio. Here are the latest news.
And at 5 o'clock, this is the news with Ian. World news, stupid Britain. 70% of British people do not know what a Wi-Fi hotspot is. Stupid us. Stupid Americans as well. The 2003 Pan American Games has been hit by a virus. A representative exclusively said to us, oops. In camp news, the lockpicking is on in about 10 minutes. Head over to the lockpicking people. Human Go, if you want to play a not particularly violent but slightly fun, in fact a great deal of fun game of Human Go, go to the marketplace, they're looking for players. Lost and Found, if you've lost anything, found anything, go to the info desk in the Hack Centre. Currently lost, one silver clock, lost in the showers, one D-Link switch slash router, and one found camera. Go and claim it. Network. Network news. The network seems to be running okay. We've got a bit of a shortage of switches around the world. If you've got one spare, maybe you could donate it. But we're currently running around looking at it, trying to fix it. There's a lot of people out there running DHCP servers just ad hoc. Could you please check your laptops, your computers, make sure you're not, because obviously only a decent IP can access the internet.
Hey, stupid! stupid. That was stupid that I just forget to tell you that the angels are requested to look on their own website regularly because there are a lot of information for the internal angel organization, meetings, stuff, where to go, whom to ask, who's responsible for what. All this is on angel.camp.ccc.de. Angel, angel is a German word for angel, actually, and angel is written E-N-G-E-L. .camp.ccc.de. Please, all angels, look on this website regularly.
Starts my rolling chain. You can't stop. It ain't in vain. I ain't nobody's fool.
you are listening to Radio Sub-Ether, still, I guess. And, well, I have another interview guest here. Berno, hello. You are from the Thai shop over there.
Yeah, the Thai shop, there's a fusion tent, the fusion food tent, and I just passed town.
Yes. You told me something about a massage workshop you have there. What is it exactly?
Yeah, well, we offer not only Thai food, and actually the way why I passed to here is we want to introduce a Thai massage. We also have a Thai massage place right to the tent, to this white one, where we sell the food. And if somebody want to try for massage, he's very welcome. Rit, the guy who do the massage, he is original from Thailand, and he learned in the Wat Pho with certificate, whatever is need. He's real good, and he charged not much. He charged for 20 minutes, 10 euro. And if you have fun coming past, he will be very happy. You're very welcome, and yeah, let's enjoy your body some massage.
Yes, so you're more than just a food delivering service. You're also a cultural thing over there. It's interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah, we have a nice team. Everything run not perfect, but it's good. We're happy on it.
The most people from in your team are original from Thailand, I think, because they are...
Yeah, they're all original Thai. They work mostly in Thai restaurants here, and they work here, and they cook very delicious food. Very delicious.
That's nice. So many people here on the camp don't know how to get your food. How are the possibilities to get your food? Is there a delivering service, or how do you do this?
Oh yeah, you touch a point.
There are rumors about this.
You touch a point. Yeah, actually we had a brainstorming idea. We just created 2 days ago that we try to sell online food. So some guys maybe write, yeah, great. So we try to deliver food, especially to the hacker tent maybe. And if somebody wanted to have just to go on the internet page ccc fusionfood.de, and there he can go with his code name Chaos Food. He can log in and he see what we have, and he can order, and we try to do it. But the point is, people's outside. My system still doesn't run because I don't have the network cable is still not in the plug. So I don't have internet, so I can't do it. We try to do this by the next hours, maybe days. So please calm down. We try. It's a test. And don't kill us if you not can make it run, please.
Yeah. Well, I got the feeling this campsite here is developing more and more. It's not only a village here. It's also nearly a town, a society of its own. We have everything here. Internal pizza delivering, internal food delivering services, internal network crews, a known telephone system, yes, and a known radio station here on 88.3 megahertz. Thank you very much for your information, and have fun on the camp, and I hope you have many guests there enjoying your food.
I thank you so much. Thank you outside, and yeah, go on.
Thank you. way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. The little faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. The little faggot got his own jet airplane.
You are listening to Radio Sub-Ether here, and well, I think many nerds are keeping themselves informed very, very often. It's quite kind of culture that you need to read news every few seconds. And well, we have an interview guest about this here. It's well, Nibbler, you are doing the interview. What exactly are you telling about Quintessence?
Hello, I have here Erich Michel from Quintessence, and I think best would be if Erich Michel tells us something about himself. Who are you and for who do you work?
Well, my job is being a news editor to the Austrian Broadcasting OAF, Corporation OAF. I'm responsible for the information technology news website there. It's called futurezone.oaf.at. This is what I do officially, and what I do at night is sending newsletters to people. Not alone, I'm one of the content people of the Q the Passion newsletter.
Okay, and you just had a very interesting lecture about what topic?
It's the passenger name record scandal. That's how I call it. It's about the delivery of European passenger name data sets, whole data sets to the US that is contradictory to the European Data Protection Directive. But it is in practice right now.
So is this data only used for, I think, this 9/11 thing, or for fighting against terrorists, or don't you think so?
Well, currently it's being introduced as a measure in fighting terrorism, but as I could tell you with a simple metaphor of other surveillance measures that were implemented for the fight against terrorism and were being used for something completely different afterwards. If you ask somebody of the London Metropolitan Police who run this vast camera surveillance network, this camera network was introduced 10 years ago or so in the fight against Irish Republican Army terrorist attacks. And then they had this camera-based system, and today they tell you, yes, we didn't catch any terrorists with this system, but people behave much more politely in public. There are less break-ins into cars. People tend not to take a wrong parking place for the cars, and so on. In analogy to that, now European passenger name records are being collected for the protection of the US national security. What will be done with these data sets in 2 or 3 years? It is open, because they want to preserve this data at least 7 years.
Okay, so I see you care very much about information, information security and information society. Maybe after the next music we have a little break, and after the next music we can talk about some other aspect of information security.
Yes, and thank you very much for the first part of the interview. But in the meanwhile, we got a calling in music, which this is Golden Earring Radarlof.
Oh, forgotten song. Brand new leaf coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized. I love. I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brand new leaf's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Radio Sub-Ether here on the campsite. We have an urgent request from someone whose Windows computer has been crashed. Windows NT hackers, so there is an urgent call for your help. Please meet this poor guy. He was really nearly in tears here. Meet him at the Bumbers Bar if you are able to hack his computer to retrieve his datas. So, and of course, here at Trubisa, we also have the second part of the interview with Nibbler and his guest. Nibbler.
Yes.
So, you are talking about the Quintessence guy.
Yes, and it was about datasets that are stored from great data mining companies and used for several purposes. So, what data exactly is stored in these datasets?
You know, if you take a look at the title, it's called Passenger Name Records. It will be transmitted from the European airline data system Amadeus to the US Customs. That means the US Homeland Security Department, because the Customs and Border Protection is part of it. Those data sets are not only full name of the passenger and plus his birthday date, maybe the place where he lives. No, it's data sets that contain the history of bookings of this passenger, and there are 40 other data fields that will be given to the US. That means you can say who has booked this flight, where was it booked, how was it paid, where did the person sit in on the plane, what is his habits. And they want to store these data sets for 7 years. So you can imagine there is the clear aim of doing data mining and statistics on those data.
So I also think also biometry takes an important role in this thematics. And I think tomorrow you have a lecture about this biometric things.
Yes, one of those data fields that are concerned with passenger authentication, passports and other travel documents, will contain biometric data sets. That says the agreement with the US and the EU as soon as they are existing. So they will be added to the data sets showing the habit of this certain passenger, more likely to a group of certain passengers, because their way of doing things is identifying groups that are to come to the States, traveling groups.
Okay, thank you so far, and thank you for joining us at SubEther Radio. Perhaps we can meet again tomorrow in the evening together with Mr. Emanuel Goldstein. So, thank you for coming.
Thanks a lot. Tomorrow at 17 hours in Tent A.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Radio Sub Ether, and it's 24. No, it's 42 minutes after 5 o'clock. Well, the guys from the entrance are asking everyone who is using the handcars to bring stuff from the entrance to the places where they put on their tents to bring them back immediately, because there are quite a lot of people who take these handcars and don't bring them back. And that's quite bad, because people are waiting, especially missing an orange handcar here. Please bring them back immediately if you have them. This is Radio Sub-Ether here located in Germany at the campsite near Altlandsberg, near Berlin at the Paulshof. The Chaos Communication Camp is going on. There's quite a lot of strange people out there taking a bath in the lake. And people, there are rumors that the people from the Network Operation Center want to turn off and switch out the network if there ain't 100 naked women within the next hour in the sea. So, of course, this rumor need to be verified. And so we organized Lisa. Lisa, you are from the Network Operation Center. Can you verify this? By the way, you are a woman.
By the way, yes, I can verify this. It's not quite correct. We want to see 100 people and 50% women by 18 o'clock in the lake, naked. Otherwise, the internet will be turned off 100 minutes. And for everyone who's in the water, there will be 1 minute less downtime.
Wow. Now there is a... The rumors are changing quite fast, because when I got the first call within the last song, by the way, I got 3 calls within the last song telling me about this. They just talked about naked women.
I think that was their wish, but I also would want to have something to look at. So we want to see 100 people, 50 women.
Oh!
there is an emergency call from the Angels. Within the next couple of minutes, there have to be many, many chairs moved from A to B in the main tent. So, Angels, please come to the main tent to help the people carrying chairs from A to B within the Hex Center. Thank you very much.
I've even fucked a schoolgirl twice, so what?